everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 678. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
She got the not tongue-tied this time, saying whole number.
Yeah, it was pretty clean. Mm-hmm. It's 29 degrees outside.
Yeah, it is cold.
You could have wore shorts yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little, well, towards the end of the day, it started getting, it's a little windy.
Yeah, it definitely got cold at night. It's definitely going to be cold all day. I don't think it gets above 30 today.
Going to be, I'm going to wear the big jacket.
No fluffy. You are a puffy starter jacket.
No. I'd never owned a puffy starter jacket. I had a power one. It was like a big P on it. It was a logo. Mm.
I had one of the puffy starter ones. I think it was the Magic.
Oh yeah.
Like Jack. I had the Orlando Magic. Mm. I love that thing. You know what's weird when you think about the starter jackets? The one I always think about is that one because I had it. And the two others I remember from the starter jackets are like a Dallas Cowboys and a Charlotte Hornets. And what's funny about that is nobody was a Hornets fan, but everybody had that Hornets jacket.
Yeah, it was Hornets boys that had Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson. So maybe Grandmama?
I don't know. I think it's just because the colors were fun. But I remember like 7-8 kids in my class had that Charlotte Hornets jacket. And nobody's a Hornets fan. But it was a good looking jacket. And then the Cowboys, which I get because there are a lot of Cowboy fans out there.
Oh yeah. That's mainly in school I was like Cowboys.
And then I had the Magic. Dude, I love Penny Hardaway. He was my guy. I had the little Penny on the shelf, I had the posters on the wall.
Cherry mushroom. This is
a starter jacket looking good, looking clean.
To the pro line.
Oh yeah, I didn't have those.
I had an Atlanta Falcons one.
Same idea though. You could definitely steal while you're wearing them. As an adult, I'm anti puffy jacket. But as a kid, I loved a puffy jacket.
Logo with the P with the lightning going through it.
Yeah, it looks like a generic Gatorade logo. Mm-hmm. Like a letter with a lightning bolt shooting. The pro player. I think I remember seeing those. I definitely had a starter, though. I kind of think I had a fake starter, though.
Ooh, did it have fakes?
Oh, yeah, for sure they did. Like a... Came from like a...
Korea.
Yeah, it came from those, like probably got it like a flea market or something. It looked right, but I don't think it was quite right. You could never tell as a kid. It wouldn't matter. But I love that jacket. I wore it till it got just raggedy. Yeah, let's see what the Orlando Magic looked like. It was like all those, yeah. That's like a windbreaker, though. Maybe that's what mine was. I remember being puffier. But maybe it's because I was. It was the black. It really looked like that first one, but maybe it's because I was tinier. It might have been that first one. It might have had the white stripes going up it. It might have been that one. I love that thing. I think it got so dingy we like donated it though. I don't think it exists anymore. And I had a Ninja Turtle sweater that I love and I still have it.
Oh.
Like an original from my childhood Ninja Turtle sweater. It looks so good.
I see a lot of people starting to wear the...
It's that Four Turtles one right there. Right off the rip. Not to that one. I think it's that one.
$180.
It's in my closet in there now. But that's an adult size. Mine is definitely a youth. I think that's the one it is. But I have one of them in there. I'd have to go dig it out.
Christmas sweater.
That's pretty good too.
An ugly button.
I wouldn't sell it though. I would keep it. I don't have very many things from like my childhood, but that's one of the things I still have. And I still love it. I still have a little Penny too. Little Anthony Hardaway, the doll.
I gave my brother a little Penny doll because he has one. I gave him the other.
Does he have the one in the robe?
I had the smoking jacket one. And he's got this one.
I have that one.
And I had the smoking jacket one. This one.
I should get the smoking jacket one just so I could put them on a shelf together. I don't want them like boxed like that. I'm okay to have them open. I'll always keep my little Penny too.
I think there was four. Three here. There's the white one.
There's white, there's blue, and there's smoking jacket.
I thought there was a fourth one.
Well, scroll down. There was a different one there. But I don't know if it was real or not. I saw one for like 2 seconds, I thought.
It was one of the pictures I had.
Maybe it's just blue, white, and smoking jacket. Oh, that blue one's big. I don't want an upscaled one. I want them the same size.
Because that's talking little Penny.
I don't want that. So really what I want is just a smoking jacket would complete my
little
set.
Penny.
Yeah, blue's talking one. So I just need smoking jacket and I'd have the set. Hmm. I should get one. I bet they're not expensive on eBay. It's one more thing I don't need, but
House Party Little Penny Doll.
They look cool. Yeah, House Party Little Penny. It's Diddy Party Little Penny here. $80 on eBay. Somebody paid for a box one. Again, box not necessary for this guy. I for sure don't have the box.
Yeah, selling for $100.
I may have to get one day. Put them next to each other. That's one of my prized possessions. I have a bunch of Jordan stuff that I'm going to just get rid of. I think I might have already donated it.
I had these starting lineup or Jordan. Yeah. They were the bigger ones. It was a pack of like six. I sold them all for like $150 each about 3 or 4 years ago.
I looked at my stuff and most of it was selling for like $20 a piece. I just donated it because I was like, I don't want to fool with it.
Yeah. Listing it and trying to find a box to ship it in.
I hope it goes to a place where a little kid finds it and loves it. And better for me that way. So.
Be there. All right. So how was your week this week?
It was fine. I played some, we all played some VR golf one night. It was fun. I love that game. Yeah. Walkabout mini golf. We played that.
I think, and when we play back to before you go too far in, Patman did really well in that game.
He played very well.
Yeah. The game I played, cause I only played once. I was sick that day.
I'll tell you what's wild about. Well, so friend of the show, Marshall 205 and I will play. And we usually go half and half. So, like, I'll win half, he wins half. We trade back and forth. But when we get on with all four people, he is not very good. And I play really good. And I can't figure out why. The only thing that I've figured out is that Patman plays so well, and I don't want to get beat by Patman because he doesn't play very often, that I step my game up.
Right.
And then he, in typical fashion, makes friend of the show, Marshall 205, makes one mistake and then melts down instead of just sticking through it. I think that's what happens, but he tells
because he says the same thing when he's starting to lose it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Oh, neat. Yeah. Yep. But he plays so much better when you guys aren't on, and it's weird.
I think he's trying. Do you think he's trying too hard?
That could be it. I don't really know.
You know, because you guys don't always win. Every single hole. There's a lot of times Patman win a hole, I'll win a hole.
Uh-huh.
And there's times that, you know, we have holes we admit, but then, so sometimes we're staying up with you guys, but you guys are slowly like just etching away from us.
It doesn't. Yeah. See, and it doesn't bother me because that game's about consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You can have bad holes. You can't have catastrophic holes. You can have bad holes. You can keep moving forward. It's not so bad. What you can't do is get yourself in a pickle where you're having like bogey, bogey, triple bogey. You can't do that.
Right.
But you don't have to win every hole. You need to be consistent, which is also what Patman's very good at, is being consistent. Hmm. You'll have great holes, but then you'll do a triple bogey right after. So like offsets. But it was, I mean, I think he came in last when on the one that all four of us played.
Yeah.
He came in way last, but, he was also didn't seem to be in the mood to play. I think you had texted everybody and everybody agreed to jump on. And I think he maybe didn't want to play.
Because he was guilty of me into not playing.
Yeah, it was weird. You said you were six, so you're only going to play one. And it's like he's trying to talk you out of playing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was odd, too. But it was fun. We played two more after you got off. They were fun, too. And then we played some Rocket League. And then Party Animals finally fixed their servers, kind of. So they fixed the issue that kept happening where we were getting disconnected with each other. But now it's got really laggy, like almost unplayable lag. And so it's just one problem to another with that game. And I don't know what the deal is.
That's it. Did you play any jump into any Animal Crossing?
I actually, if I played, it was last Sunday. I didn't play at all during the week. And I don't remember if I played on Sunday. Okay. We didn't play Core Keeper at all. I actually didn't play that much this week. I think I didn't play three nights. So it definitely limited the time that I had.
I wanted to talk. I keep on forgetting to talk to you about the Animal Crossing because I've been playing it. I just don't mention I'm playing it on here because I forget it. I don't play like every single day. I'll jump on for two nights. I do not like one of the new updates they did where you go to build, like craft something, and it just goes into your, grabs everything out of your, whatchamacallit, your storage.
Oh, everything in your inventory?
Yeah.
Your storage, yeah.
Because then it's
too,
like,
many options.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute. I just want to craft what I have on me. So like, I'll run around and grab shells, and I'll grab rocks and iron. It's like, let me see what I can craft on that. I'll craft it and try to sell it. But now it's going into my inventory, and I'm like, wait a minute. I don't want to craft it. What's going on?
I could see how that would be irritating, but like for me, when I'm crafting stuff to sell over there to Cap, it's very convenient because I need to craft specific things.
Right.
So it really just depends on what you're doing. You're trying to make something out of the stuff you already have.
Yeah, because I have so much like iron. I have so much stuff stored in there. Yeah. I want to keep it just in case I need it. But I don't want to have to sit there and just keep on using all of a sudden, like, oh, wait a minute, this takes gold. And gold's hard to come by in the game. You have to try to find a gold nugget in the rocks. And I get gold probably every fourth or fifth day. Break all the rocks. So I'm like, that's kind of rare and I don't want to use all the gold.
Yeah, for me, I'm good with it because I'm only crafting the recipe stuff that he's buying right now for the hotel bucks.
What else? That's all you played?
That's all I played. Yeah, nothing amazing.
Okay. My normal fall 76. It's Fashnot week this week. So they're doing the mass. They killed the AFK, which has pissed a lot of people off. A lot of people will just stay on the map and just sit in a room playing guitar or doing something and just hopefully get a mask. Now you have to actually play it. And the legendary boss at the end, you have to actually like get a couple shots on him with a gun or something to get the map, to get a glowing mask or one of the new masks. I've done it 25 times. I have not got one of the new masks or a glowing mask. And that's the thing they're saying, that they're making it harder. So they want you to be in there and playing more and more and more and more. And the event only shows up on every hour on the hour.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah. So I played a lot of the Ace Combat going through the game. And I found out that I did the game wrong when I first started playing it. So where I'm a 100% completionist. So I go through and try to get everything. So when you unlock a ship, you get certain, you can get like one weapon here and there. So I unlock the ship, then I'll get the couple weapons to go with it. And I'll go to the next ship, go to or plane, aircraft, get the weapons, just work my way through until I get all of them. Well, the trick is supposed to go, you go all the way straight through to get the best one, get the stuff for that one, and then go back and get it. Because once you have the best aircraft, it's easier to go through. And because a lot of those, to get like the best ratings in each mission, you need to do a fast. Well, that's the fastest jet. It's got the best weapons.
Right.
So you don't have to do, you can go back, maybe do it one or twice, not four or five different times to try to get it.
That makes sense.
Let's see. And I downloaded Spider-Man 2. It was free. Uh-huh. I just haven't started it yet because I'm going to try to finish up the Ace Combat and go to Spider-Man.
I've had Spider-Man since it launched and still haven't played it.
I wanted to buy, I think I bought the first Spider-Man and then it came free and I just still have it in the cellophane wrap.
Yeah. I loved the first one. I really enjoyed Miles Morales. I was hyped for 2, but we were playing something at the time and I just never got back to it.
They said 2 is amazing. I'll have fun when I play it.
Before we move on too far, I bought that Homer Simpson sliding into the bush fake Lego set.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the meme of Homer back into the bush. I found it on a TikTok. I went to the link. It ended up costing $1.09 plus tax, $1.09. Free shipping. I kind of didn't think anything about it, and then it showed up like a week later. It was really quick for our AliExpress shipping.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you some things about this. It looks good. Homer is not of a Lego quality. He looks okay, but he's not of the Lego quality. The pieces are okay. They're not bad. The gears, everything works the way it's supposed to. It comes with no instructions. It says it comes with paper instructions, but it does in fact come with no instructions. And when I went and looked at the reviews, they all say it doesn't come with instructions. So I found the instructions online. This is a copy of a gentleman who actually built it on that you can buy his instructions. It's a dupe of like a that one that you see, the MOC22538 there or whatever it is. It's a dupe of that one from where people sell their plans. Anyways, you can buy his instructions and order all the pieces for it. So it's a dupe of that. I kind of felt bad. So I actually paid I think it was $2.99 for the instructions because it's a copy of that gentleman's design. So that would be great, right? I got the set for $1.20 something with tax. I bought the instructions for $3. But it doesn't have the pieces it comes with do not correspond to the real instructions. And so you can either figure out how to build it with the pieces they give you based on the instructions that the other person has, or you can just do like I did and grab your spare bricks and do it with whatever color you have. So I have 4 visible blocks that are the wrong color. Everything else was an internal component, but it's pretty cool. You wind the gears one way and he comes out, and you wind on the other way and he goes all the way back in the bushes. It's a neat little set for the $5 I have in it. It's pretty cool. I would like to recreate it with all Lego pieces, though. So, like, yeah, the gears are fun.
I was looking up online trying to see on the back of the text. That's what I was looking. I was trying to see which version. Yeah, because I saw this version here with him just with the little white shirt. Then there was the one with the tie. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't think he.
Yeah,
the tie is the real one of the real Lego minifigures. And. This one looks closer to.
That's the one I have. No, I think the only Homers they made, unless that's like a Lego Dimensions, he's the white shirt, or you can get him in the blue. You can get him in like the blue suit. Like those are the 2 minifigs they made, unless it came with a set. But anyways, it's super cool. It works exactly like it's supposed to. Like, you crank it out, everything is perfect on the mechanism itself. I probably should have just bought the plans from the guy and then ordered the parts and put together a real Lego one. But I'm not a huge Simpsons fan, and I just thought for the price of $1, I was unaware it wasn't going to come with instructions. I was also unaware that it was a ripoff of someone's actual design that they sell, which is why I felt bad and bought the real plans. That's what you get right there when you order this thing. You get like just 3 random bags, 4 bags, and that's it. No instructions, no nothing. Good luck. And they did not match at all. So I'm sure you could have built the complete thing with theirs, but you would have to have their instructions.
Yeah.
Like I said, not that bad. I have 2 blue pieces that need to be swapped with brown and 2 black pieces that need to be swapped with brown. And it would be just like the one you see here. But I sent you guys a video of it working.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
And then you found one for 99 cents, which is even cheaper than the $1.09 that I paid. Did you order it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was wondering if you
had it on. I put it in my bucket because I was looking for a couple. I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm at least trying to get like $10 or something worth of.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I paid $1.20 or something like that. It was free shipping. It was super cheap.
I found like 2 or 3 other little like stuff like this. I'm gonna try to get a couple and do it. I mean, it'll be a good little desk item to have.
Yeah, the worst feeling part of the whole set is Homer himself. If you have the existing Homer and you could swap him out, that set would automatically become probably 50% better than it is.
Now, does it make you want to buy a real Homer?
Yeah, kind of, but he sells for about $20 online, and I want him that bad. I wonder if the keychain one is the one that had the tie. Because if you look up top, no, that one's just like that. The blue jacket and the white shirt one on the top row, those are the ones that came in the series, the minifigure series. It was those two. You just want standard white shirt, which is...
Yeah, because it matches the meme.
The season 1 series of the Lego. That's the one you want. I see him for anywhere from $14 to $20, but I don't think... If I had all the original other pieces that were Lego and I was going to build this all Lego out, I would order him.
Yeah.
And do it right. But because I'm not a huge Simpsons fan, I don't think I'm going to worry about it.
With me, I got the got my BrickLink Sense in. One of my boxes we talked about before. One of my boxes was crushed a little bit. Not happy with that. But,
also got mine in, and mine were perfect.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help you any.
It does not. Got Dancing Groot Lego set. And I got the van.
The delivery van.
Delivery van. So I got both the vans now. The van and the big semi-truck.
Yeah, they look good together. I just have the van. I did pick up a 1950 Microsoft IBM clock. Not Microsoft. Look at this baby.
Wow.
Says, you can see it on this side. It says IBM. Yeah, on this side, it says 100% club. It still works. It's engraved. It was for E. Cowan. Member of the 1950 100% club. Compliments of IBM Manufacturing Organization. It still works.
Now, just asking, would you take that off and put your name on it? Thought of ever doing something like that?
No, I love the old things that still have names on them that were like trophies and things like that. I love the original name. Like, I probably wouldn't have bought that if it didn't have the original name.
Okay. Because it had the name on it.
I like it, yeah. That's a hardcore move to take their name off and put yours on.
You know, people have done that.
Oh, I'm sure people do that.
I've been to someone's house who has all kinds of trophies, like bowling, football, baseball, basketball. I'm like, wait a minute. I went to school. You'd never played any kind of sport. Where the hell did you get all these trophies? And he says he just goes and he'll take the plaque off and go to the person in our mall that does the little thing and gets a little plaque and puts it on there.
That's crazy.
I'm like, why? And he's like, because it's my trophy now. I bought it. I bought the trophy at a yard sale. I bought the, someone put on there. He's like, you didn't bowl. And I'm like, for bowling. He's like, huh? But now, granted, it does. It's just like a regular trophy and it just has his name on it. It doesn't say the year. It doesn't say like 300 club or 400 yards passing or 3-point shot. Just with his name.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Married, he's married, got kids. Yeah.
Was and like, okay. Just fake trophies.
Yeah, all those fake trophies. Like, oh, dad was a hero. I always tell his son, is like, oh, yeah, you know, your dad never played sports.
Yeah, that's weird.
Not at all.
Yeah, I see really cool trophies in antique places, but if they don't have the name on them, I won't buy them. I like them with the original name, and I like to try to find the person. Like, see if I can figure out where they're from, when they live, when they died. Like, who is this E.E. Cowan guy? Right. Cowan. And why didn't his family want this clock?
It was an estate sale. They just sold everything.
Yeah,
in
that's
it.
What. Yeah, it's what I wonder. Like, how did it get in the place I bought it from?
Yeah.
So I scooped. I also bought another typewriter too. Didn't need it. Bought it.
Yeah, the purple one last week, and
this one's teal. This one was purchased on purpose. It's a nicer one than that purple one. Not quality wise, but mm-hmm. condition wise. But it's a better model. It sells for about $200 online. I paid $40 for it. I had a key that did not work. The bell didn't ring on it, and the capital letters were misaligned. I have all that fixed now. Got it all cleaned up, repackaged back in its case, and ready to get rid of. So, yeah.
Now you're going to start selling them?
Yeah, my plan is to start selling them. The ones I don't want to keep, I need to make a little space in here, back here on this little bar here. I'm going to clean off one of these things here and take a picture of them up there. I'm going to move different plants and Lego flowers in to stage the photos.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put them on. I think I'm going to try to sell them on Etsy. I might consider putting them on. If you do like a Shopify, you can put it in multiple places. So Shopify will do like eBay and Etsy. And all the other sites, and it'll pull it down if it sells from all of them.
That's good to know, because I need it, because I'm going into each thing and making a whole listing.
Yeah, it says that you got to get your descriptions really good on your page, and if you get it right and you get a rhythm and you see how it's pulling them, you can get them to go everywhere. So I thought about doing that too, but I probably have 10 plus that I wanted to get rid of, which is what I wanted. I wanted to have at least 10 before I opened up a store of them, and I have at least 10 that I'll get rid of.
That's what I'm doing with Lego. Like, I'm just grabbing extra Legos here and there. Not the ones I want to keep, but just stuff I sell or extras. And eventually, like I was talking before the show, where someone doing like a vendor shop somewhere, and just having a whole like shelf full of Legos, and people, oh man, you got this. And instead of going there with like 5 or 6 things, I'm going there with like 40 to 50.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get rid of them, put that money in a separate account, and just use it to buy more of them to keep doing the same thing. But I don't think I have anything that I'll lose money on.
Yeah.
I should make a decent profit on everything, because I plan on listing them higher than what they go for, because mine have all been cleaned and gone through and repaired. I have one, two. I have two that I cannot fix. So I'm going to have to figure that out. But I have two that I've not been able to get fixed. One of them is broken. It was already broken, and then I broke it more trying to learn how to use it. So I'm basically just going to rob the parts off of it and then probably just scrap what's left after that. Anything that's worth it. It's broken in multiple places. It was broken in two places when I got it, and then I made a catastrophic error and broke something that can't be replaced, really. Which is a life lesson for me. I was irritated. I was putting it away and something wouldn't go back where I wanted it. And I forced it and I snapped something that you don't want to snap because of my attitude. And then I've got one that has several broken pieces in it that can be replaced. I don't know that it's worth it to replace it. I got it cheap. It's probably why it was cheap. I bought it off an auction site, so I didn't see it. I knew it was broken, but I thought it would be an easy fix, and I don't think it is. I repaired everything I can repair, but it skips randomly. So like you may type five letters and it's perfect. Then it'll skip randomly three spaces for the next one without you doing anything. And I don't know what causes that, but it randomly skips throughout as you're typing.
And because they're all different types of models, you can't take one piece out of one and move it
to
the other.
Right. Yeah. You'd have to have the same model, and even the same brands are usually model specific. So, and year specific. So you can't just grab any like piece off a Silent Super and guarantee it'll fit on another one. You actually, I need to have the years that that model was made, in that style. So even with buying them all, spending time cleaning them and the supplies I bought to clean them, plus the two I bought that I'm not going to be able to resell, or I'm going to have to sell as is, I still think it's worth, like, I still think I'll make good profit even with all that. And I may just sell the two I can't fix as is on eBay, and whatever they go for is fine, just to get them gone. And maybe they don't have to end up in a scrap pile. They can go to someone who can fix them. And then I probably have five that I'm going to keep. Five or six. I'll probably grow that collection. I'll probably swap some in and out as I get better ones.
Oh, I meant to last week, you know, that fake Lego typewriter that I have.
Yeah.
You want to put that together?
I want the real one so bad.
I mean, if you just wanted like to put something together, I mean, I have that one.
I might get to that point. I want the real one so bad. I don't know why I didn't get it. I had all these weird excuses on why I didn't want it. I was like, I got real typewriters. I don't need that one.
Like $400.
Oh, it's so expensive now. I don't know what I was doing, but it definitely was a mistake. But it is what it is. We all have those. Yep. What you got for news?
Yeah, over. Not a heavy news week, just some random stuff here and there. One of the big ones was Sony's deciding to shut down Blue Point Games.
They just mismanagement at its finest right here.
Yeah, they basically went silent on their social medias about after the backlash. They made Shadow of the Colossus and Demon's Souls.
While they weren't working on, I mean, they're a good port studio. Like, it's what you should have them doing, are remakes and ports. And I mean, they're a great remake studio. While you didn't have them working on Bloodborne, I don't understand.
There was about 70 people that are around. It says around 70 people.
I think they were making that. What is it? The live service, like
God of War.
Whatever that was going to be. I'm sure it wasn't going to work out. I'm sure the game wasn't good enough, but that's mismanagement. That's not what that studio should have been used for. Just not a good look.
Yeah. Next one, because of the memory crisis with PC and stuff like that, there's a thing that they're saying that PlayStation 6 and the new Xbox might get pushed back a little bit. I'm okay with it. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, we're not really ready for a new PlayStation right now.
It's fine. I it may even benefit it to last longer.
Mm-hmm. It says another one. Sony will offset soaring RAM prices by further monetizing PlayStation 5 players.
I guess you got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah. We'll see what that means in the long run. But they're working on trying to figure it out. And people are like, well, why don't we just get, you know, RAM built in America? Well, you have to get a company up, build a factory, which will take a couple years to do that. And by that time.
Yeah. You don't know where prices will be, but that's a 5-year plan.
Yeah. All right, so this one, the voice actor Chris Judge that does Kratos. Some people were saying he leaked that there's another game coming out with the trilogy remake. He's not going to be part of it. He's going to be voiced by T.C. Carson, which Chris Judge was not of the original three. He didn't come until later on.
Right, T.C. Carson was the original, right?
Yes.
So it makes sense.
bringing him back to do that. But he's, and Chris Judge is not working on, it's in the article that when I talked to him, he is not doing the newest version of the game. He's got another project he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, well, that means there's not a new a God of War 3 coming with the other ones after Ragnarok, and it's probably just not time for them yet. They might wait till the PlayStation 6 comes before they drop another one. Six more games are going to be removed from the PlayStation Plus extras next month. The games are Circus, Electric Heat. Say that. ELECTRIQ.
Electric Q.
Crisis Tales, Mobile Suit Gundam, Battle Operation and Code Fairy, and Paradise Killer, Red Out 2, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. So if you haven't played those games, make sure you jump on there and play them before they're gone. It says it'll be next month, sometime in March, around March 17th. And this one I saw, which we talked something like this before. Sony's come out and said that most of the people on PlayStation have been playing the same type of games every year. The most popular games. If you look back from 2022, it was in order: Grand Theft Auto, Fortnite, Call of Duty Warzone, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Apex Legends. 2023, Fortnite, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty HQ, Minecraft. And 2024 and 2025 are basically the same exact in order: Fortnite, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto 5, Roblox, and Minecraft. Nothing changing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've said that Sony said that 50% of all sales on PlayStation 5 are from live service games, and they're from five games, I think it is. I mean, if you think about it, everybody else is just fighting for that back 50%. So If you're not one of those five games, you're literally fighting for half the market, and it's being split up. So that's why Sony's focus is so hard on live service. That's why, even though these aren't working, it was worth a try, because if they can get one of these five games, if they can create the next game that ends up on this list. I mean, the data is there. People don't play new things. They play the same things.
And this one, in the same article, says last year, 56% of all PlayStation 5 players hopped into Fortnite at least once throughout the year.
It's crazy. More than half the people that own a PS5 with a PlayStation Network played Fortnite. It's wild.
Xbox. A big one in Xbox. Phil Spencer and Sarah Bond are leaving Xbox. Most people thought when Phil Spencer left, Sarah Bond was going to be the replacement, but she is also leaving. And then the person taking over is Asha Sharma.
I think when you look at the way it's written, doesn't it say he's retiring and she's leaving?
Yeah.
Does it also say she's retiring?
No, it just says she's leaving the company.
So my assumption on what happened is he decided to retire. She was not named that position, so she decided to leave.
Yeah, that's
because everything I keep reading says that Phil Spencer retired and Sarah Bond out. So she must have not gotten the news she wanted.
He's out, retiring. She's leaving Microsoft. Then Arsha's coming in. Her background, she used to work for Meta at one time. She worked for Microsoft. She's done AI stuff. People are not really happy with, I guess, or some of her background. But I don't know.
Phil Spencer was a very, very likable guy.
They're saying personable. She's more of a... She was more of a team leader. She's just a leader and is in charge of stuff, and that's it.
Well, that's what they need. They need somebody to write the ship, because Phil Spencer was a personable guy. He was great in front of the camera, but he made really poor decisions at his time leading Microsoft, and he made a lot of statements that ended up not being true or that they had to backtrack on. And I think a lot of the love for Phil Spencer is for old Phil Spencer.
Yeah.
And I think the company needs a new direction, and it's okay for them to shift to somebody that's like, hey, I'm just a black and white. I don't play games. This is what we do. It's okay to shift to that because it isn't always what you want to have. Sometimes you want a business person leading your business.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want a person who plays games leading your business. And I think having those different people at different eras will help guide the company. But I think the company's in a bad place right now. If it wasn't for them selling on other consoles, they may be dying.
But like with her, they're mad because she worked for Microsoft in 2011, 2013, then went to Porch Apartments Insurance Company from 2013 to 2017, then went to Meta from 2017 to 2021, then went from Meta, which in Meta she was in charge of the messaging and Instagram. Then from 2021 to 2024, she would work for Instacart.
Yeah, that's fine. She's a business person.
Yeah.
You don't have to exclusively have been in video games to run a video game company. I think she's not going to do any worse than Phil Spencer's been doing as of late. Yeah.
Next one, five games got added to the retro classic for Xbox. Stampede, Bobber, Sequest, Beyond Zork, the Coconut Condor, and then Return to Zork. And we have eight games coming to Game Pass. And some of them already came as you record. We had Death Howl, College Football 26, The Witcher 3 Complete Edition, TCG Card Shop Simulator, which apparently this is like a hit.
One of them is the real one. One of them is the real one and is very popular. And there's like 87 fakes, and I don't know which is which.
I think the TCG one is the right one. Dice a Million, Powerborn, Final Fantasy 3, and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. All right, another one. The ROG Xbox Ally X has gone up about $200 in Japan, so they're fearing that in the U.S. also is going to go up. With Steam Deck being sold out, you can't get a Steam Deck now. If you buy from someone who's selling one, you can't buy a new one. So people are trying to hurry up and get these Rogue Allies in the play. So if you want one, you might as well get one now before it jumps up price. There's a chance.
Everything's going to keep going up right now. Components are going up. It's going to keep going up.
Now, with you still thinking about keeping your Steam Deck?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. I debated getting the new stuff, but the prices I'm seeing from where things might land now on the Steam stuff, I'm not interested. I'm not going to spend $1,500 for something.
Nintendo news. Nintendo Switch 2 last month sold 57,000 units. Then the Switch sold 26, about half. So the original Switch is still selling.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green has been added to the music, some tracks from it. Still doing the music. I guess it's still a big hit. Now, with the Fire Red, Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green, there is a special bundle coming out you can get. They have these little orbs with a little Pokemon inside of it. It looks pretty cool if you're a Pokemon collector.
Yeah, they're cool.
The Virtual Boy game is out. The unit is out, and they have a bunch of Nintendo Classic games download. I did go to Target. I did not see one in there, or Walmart. I was hoping maybe someone would get it, but it's a Nintendo Online Switch only for right now. We can get it as we go to the Nintendo eShop.
That's how they did the other ones. That's what I expected.
This one I'm going to talk about. It's sad, but there's an 11-year-old boy who allegedly killed his dad because he took his Nintendo Switch away.
It's just a different world.
Yeah.
Did you ever have your systems taken away?
I didn't have a system. It was a family system, so it was always in the living room. My first system I got was my PlayStation 2 way after I had moved out.
Did they ever take the family one away?
My dad was a gamer.
Yeah, I was definitely grounded for mine, but not for any significant amount of time. I mean, I was a really good kid, but I mean, if I like didn't turn in homework or something and my parents found out, I might not have been able to play for like a couple days or a week or something like that, but not for any significant amount of time. And not that only happened probably a couple times ever.
When we had the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo, it was always in the living room because my dad wanted to play. When my dad got orders to go to the Gulf War, we moved it into me and my brother's room, and because we had my bed was on one, my bed was on the other, and we had the TV in the middle. We just sit there and play games, and
I
it
think
was
my
never
parents
taken
loved,
away.
they loved that I played because it meant I wasn't doing anything bad. So that's a heartbreaking story and that sucks.
You remember the one video where the guy takes his son's all his games and puts it out in the yard, and he runs it over with a lawnmower, and a boy's like
Yeah.
screaming. I mean, anytime I hear think of something bad, I'm like, well, that could happen.
That's so hardcore.
All right, some random news. Ubisoft has come out and said they have some more games coming. There's at least two more Far Cry games, a couple Assassin's Creed games on the way. They say they're still making games.
You know, they split the company off and they took all the good IP to one side and left everything else on the other side. And it's messy over there. They're trying to survive. So I assume that they are going to continue to make things that make them money, and you're not going to see anything else out of them right now.
I saw this. I thought it was crazy. Logan Paul, the famous YouTube wrestler, boxer, well, current wrestler, he bought a Illustrator Pokemon card, Perfect 10, for $5.3 million a couple years ago, and he just sold it, that Pokemon card, for $16 million. When he did buy it, he overpaid for it. It was only they said it was only at the time worth like a little over $1 million. And he traded his Pokemon 9, his Illustrator. He had a PSA 9. He traded that with an additional like $4 million to get this rated 10 version.
I think he sold it through the golden auctions. Is that right? I think that's who he sold it
Yeah.
through.
It's a good investment.
You know, it is a good investment. Obviously, Pokemon has continued to soar, but there's also, it is worth more because it was Logan Paul's. That is the most famous Pokemon card on Earth. Yeah,
Yeah,
auctioned by
golden.
Golden. Because it's been on TV, it's been on YouTube, it's everywhere he goes. And so there's no doubt that that particular one with its lineage is worth more than all the other of the same card. It's huge. It's great. I'm glad that he made a profit on it because I hope that more people invest in things like that. Just drives the value up for everybody else.
All right, so I happened to be on Instagram and I seen this, and I didn't know they were doing this. So GameStop has exclusive controllers. The PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox. I don't really shop in there much. I didn't know that. So I go, ooh, they have like there's a PlayStation 5 limited edition controller. It's a GameStop exclusive. They're all refurbished. And it's not just these here. There's this red one.
What are they doing with them? Just like putting new shells on refurbished controllers?
That's what I'm thinking they're doing. I mean, there's that. There's this gold
Or are they
one.
stickers? Like, I'm curious if it's like a skin that they're putting over top of them.
They're all refurbished. Because at first I was like, "Ooh, I might have to get this. It's pretty cool looking."
Does it say in the description what it is?
Don't think it's a sticker. I think it's
Scroll down to the description. It literally just says each controller is unique. Patterns may vary slightly from image.
don't think it's a sticker. I think
Yeah,
they're you're buying third party.
Oh, scroll down.
Seen it?
It says, oh no, never mind. Click on product description there and see if it says anything under it. No, that's just the one from them. I assume that it is. Doesn't say. I hope it's a real like printed controller, but I don't know that it is. It looks good.
I mean, they have all kinds of ones. There's just rustic.
Yeah, I don't trust them, but I think they look cool.
That's I don't want to refurbish one.
Part of me feels like they're a skin.
Yeah. Even the Xbox one right here looks cool. It says power to the player.
Yeah, I pretty well hate that. I hate their slogan on there.
I saw that. I thought it was interesting. All right, so last but not least, we're going to go over our favorite subject, some Lego. Just to remind everybody, the Pokemon Lego sets will be coming out on February 27th. So if you want to get one, you need to go in there and try to get one. Go to the store, wait in line. The big one, the Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise one is probably sold out immediately. That's the one everyone's going after. And then make sure if you do the gift with purchase, you sign up to get those and do the mini Pokemon Center if you want to do the Insider Point.
Yeah, the Insider Points, remember, you can just buy that. You can just like scoop that one up, 2,500 points.
Are you thinking about any of them?
I'm going to get the Insider one. I'm not going to get the, I'm not going to get any of the paid ones.
I thought about this one, but I don't know if I want to spend the time just waiting and trying to refresh. We're driving down to Nashville to wait in line. Not get one. I've done that once before.
The big set's cool, and I think it'll probably sell pretty high initially if you have one and people want one. So February 26th on the Pokemon Center, the mini Pokemon Center. I think it is a limit one per person on that set.
Here it says Insiders, it's February 27th. Are you seeing something different? Like the Lego website?
Yeah, Lego's website itself has it for the 26th.
Okay, so the 26th if you want the Insider piece. I do like the gift for purchase. I think that is pretty neat looking. I'm not a Pokemon guy, but I do think that was pretty neat.
It says coming February 26th. It does not say limit one per person on here, but I think I read somewhere that it is limit one per person.
Wouldn't surprise me. A lot of times they are.
Yeah. I think that will go pretty quick. I think that'll sell out pretty quick. Let me just check these other sets to make sure. They say February 27th. The Insider says the 26th on their site. I would check the 26th just to be safe.
Yeah. All right, next one.
If you got that mini center, the mini Pokemon Center, the big set along with the gift with purchase, I'm quite confident you could turn a very good profit.
Yes.
You could probably sell the three of those for $1,000 the first 3 weeks.
Almost double what you spent.
Yep. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
The Animal Crossing new set's coming out. It's a little poly bag. Tom Nook with the flying present. So if you just want the Tom Nook figure,
yeah,
hit it.
Just take my $4.99. He's got a different outfit on. He looks clean. He looks good. He's worth $4.99.
There he is. Bigger picture. He's got the little coin. And they also announced this Tom Nook's Cranny with Rosie's House. Is on sale if you want to get it on Amazon, 30% off.
There are also all the older ones are on sale at Walmart as well.
Are you going to try to pick up the two you're missing?
The ones I'm missing are not on sale anywhere. I'm missing three of them. I'm missing the Goldie's house, the like Seasons houses, and the museum. But I'm gonna get that poly bag. I'll tell you that. I think he's wearing a different outfit. Maybe it's the same outfit as that picture. For some reason, I thought he was different, but that looks the same.
It does look the same.
Yeah, I think it might be the same. Click back on that other one real quick.
I've already exited out.
Oh, rest in peace. Yeah. I think also I'm wondering how they're going to do the present, because on the other set that has a present, it has like a clear block that holds it up. And I'm curious if they're going to do that with this one too. I think that's the same nook. Which is kind of strange. They usually don't do the same characters. They usually change them up some sort of way.
Yeah, it's the same outfit.
Exactly the same. I'm still going to get it.
All right, Lego's officially announced the house set for this year for 2026. A little modular building. Looks pretty cool. The Boulogne, it's set 40507. And if you go to Denmark, it's you want to try to buy it, it's about 120. But you can only get this there. You have to fly all the way over there to get it. So I did bid on the Lego House Pirate on Bricklink, and I tried to buy it. I got it for $220. The total was $617.
Oh, because of shipping and tariffs?
Yeah, and so I said, no. I'm not paying $600.
Yeah, it's cool. It ain't that cool.
No, because there's someone in the there was someone in the United States selling for $3.
Yeah.
eBay. I was like, ah. See a little pirate guy there. The next one, sent you guys a little link on that. They showed the picture of it. The F1 helmet's coming for Lewis Hamilton and Charles. I don't know how to say his last name. Leclerc, Eric. They're both gonna be $89.99. The helmets are. It's set 43014 and 43022. They do come with the little minifigures. I mean, it says something about not come with, or I've seen people saying not come with the helmets. Apparently, they will have the little helmets with it, so you can do them with the hair or with the helmet on.
I think that's how they're doing almost all the F1 stuff. They're doing it with the, like even the little F1 Apex car that I bought, it came with the hair with the helmets.
Are you thinking about getting any of the helmets or?
No, I don't follow anything with F1. I don't know anything about it.
Right. I saw this and thought it was pretty interesting. There's a floral botanical picture frame. If we purchase, rumored for March, it's set 40916. And there's like a better picture of it with the actual set, 310 pieces.
I'm going to scoop this up. They got the dates already. I've been waiting for them to put up something I wanted. So well, this is going to be at least part of it.
On the same one, it shows like this little Easter egg thing on here. I don't know what that is. I don't. That doesn't do for me.
Yeah,
I do like either. I do like the picture frame. So probably pick the picture frame up.
Picture frame's cute.
Yeah, you're saying from March 9th through the 16th.
Yep, that's what I saw. Also,
right, also if you have Precious. Series 7 of the Bricklink has 1 day, 4 hours left if you do order any of them.
So if you listen to this show early, there's still time. If you get it first thing Monday morning, you still have time.
And as of right now, they are all available. So get all of them. If you wanted to get them all each, it's $979.95 before.
Now you decided not to get any of them, correct?
That's correct. I decided not to do one. That was the one I was more than likely going to get.
I got the antique collection. That's the only one I got.
Which is a good one.
109. I just felt like it was a typewriter all over again, where I'm like, I don't want it. And I just felt like there's going to be a time I regretted it, because every time I look at the stuff that goes in the case, I want it. It's got the fun little minis ones. It's got all the animals, and then it's got the crazy minifigures with like the clear heads.
Now, I did see an article that said this is the first one that funded like as fast as it did, the first series. Like, they all of them got funded really quick.
Yeah, friend of the show, Matt, was trying to get the sushi restaurant, and I guess it was so busy, like he was even having trouble getting the pages to load whenever it launched. So it must have been very popular this time. Which I will say, like, I think that Alchemist shop looks great. I think every boat they ever make looks awesome. The sushi restaurant's incredible. The antique collection isn't what I wanted it to be, but I do think it's a pretty set. And Walt is my least favorite, but I do think they jazzed him up a lot from where he started. Yeah. I can see that these all funded. I think these are good choices. I think they're well done. I feel like they're getting these dialed in better.
See, I feel like I'm only regret not getting Walt because I feel like someone's going to do an Asherbot build out of it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
And I'm going to get upset.
My next time is going to be, this time was one set, $109. My next one's going to be the hot air balloon, the only one I'm going to get. So not bad there. And then looking at series 9 as it stands right now, the only one I plan on getting is the pumpkin patch. So my next two should be pretty cost effective. There are these three, really. Pumpkin patch looks like a $30, $49 set.
This one's
hot air balloons, $59 probably.
Series 8 is the one where I'm going to probably get three. Science, yeah. The balloon, and the heat. Series 9, probably nothing on this one, but I might be okay. That's all I have for this week.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Right. Again, if you guys like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our socials, at @HoeEffinShow@Game_Stitch. We do have a new stuff coming in. I've got a new YouTube channel set up that we're going to try to get some stuff started putting over there for you guys. Some stuff's in the works. That was episode 678. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.